Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Scriptures often attribute long-suffering to our Heavenly Father. The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children under the third and fourth generation. Numbers 14:18. King David prayed, "But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth." Psalm 86:15. The Apostle Peter wrote, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but He is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." 2 Peter 3:9. Does God ever grow tired of men's wickedness, indifference, and rebellion? There are many examples in the Bible of God's willingness to give men time to repent and to turn to Him for the forgiveness of sins. But for whatever reason, they did not do so. The time came when the people had gone so far from His will that He had to punish them for their ungodliness. The Babylonian exile was brought on the Israelite people because they were stubborn and would not come back to God's law. The prophets had warned the people, but they paid no attention to the prophets. "But now, because you have done all these works, says the Lord, and I spoke unto you, rising up early and speaking, but you heard not, and I called, but you answered not. Therefore will I do unto this house, the Jewish temple, which is called by my name, wherein you trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh." Jeremiah 7:13-14. In other words, the temple in Jerusalem would be utterly destroyed, just as the sanctuary at Shiloh was destroyed. But how could God remove His own people from their land and destroy the temple in Jerusalem? Was God just bluffing, or did He really mean what He said? The Babylonian exile is God's answer to these questions. God warned the Israelites, "I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all of your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim." Jeremiah 7:15. Ephraim is almost certainly used as a title for the entire nation in the north, the 10 tribes which we call Israel. The Assyrians had conquered the 10 tribes in the north and carried them away, never to return, except as a very small band of stragglers. That, dear friends, is a very serious threat. But there was no doubt about the Lord's intentions regarding Judah, the 2 tribes in the south. Generally speaking, when God's people are in trouble, we are supposed to pray for them. But in the case under consideration, the Lord said to Jeremiah, "Therefore do not pray for this people, neither lift up cry or prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear you." Jeremiah 7:16. Is God saying that men and women can go so deep in sin, continue it so long that turning away from it and coming back to Him will not be countenanced? Did God cease being long-suffering toward the Israelites? He is not saying that individuals could not repent and find forgiveness in the heart of God. But the nation had become so rebellious that nothing could be done to prevent their going into exile. They could repent and pray, but they were going into exile anyway. Nothing could change that tragedy. Are men today in danger of becoming so hard-headed and hard-hearted that God will no longer be long-suffering toward them? There does seem to be that possibility. So while time and opportunity are still yours, will you not repent of your sins, confess your faith in Christ, and be baptized into Him for the remission of sins? Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.